This is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And we have a wonderful special treat today, a miracle in my life. Laura Lee Bezak in Hawaii. Welcome, Laura.
Aloha. Thank you, Iris. It's wonderful to be with you.
Aloha yourself, my darling. You know, I'm going to let you explain yourself what you do and how that came about, because I get a little tongue-tied when I do it, and I just think you would do a better job. So thank you.
Well, I have a full-body channel for Kuan Yin, the goddess of mercy and compassion. She is like the Mother Mary of China, and she comes into my body completely so that my arms and legs are moving, and energetically she is emanating from me and using a lot of mudras and sound and things coming through me in a way that a Qigong master would work possibly. And it's a very powerful energetic experience for me and for everyone that is connecting with her. While she's channeling, she will be emanating energies out to everyone today. And this came about after working with Seth for a number of years, the Jane Roberts information, and finding a man who channeled Seth, who also became my teacher for channeling. So the first time that Kuan Yin ever came into my body, actually, I was channeling someone else that I had been channeling for a number of years, and this huge energy came into the room, and the lights went out, and people could see this lady with dark hair and a green dress sitting in the place of me, and she bowed my head and put my hands in this mudra position and said she was Kuan Yin. And I didn't know who that was at the time, and found out later that that's how Kuan Yin looks in many of her statues, and she has continued to say up the ante as far as how much energy she brings through. And we work with many groups on teleconference to ignite as much energy for the planet as is needed at this time in this great transition that we're in. So we will be doing some energy work today in some form, though Kuan Yin is wanting to give a lot of information with you today too. So I'm looking forward to hearing what she's got to say myself.
Me too. Now, I wanted to ask you, were you working with mudras before this happened?
I have never studied mudras. I actually didn't know what they were.
Well, I only became aware of them about 5 years ago, and somebody sent me a video of dancing with mudras, and I found it very moving, but they're not something I feel like I could remember and use every day. And you know, they seem a little difficult to me, so it's much better that Kuan Yin does them and you don't have to worry about it.
Well, actually, oftentimes, Iris, when people are in one of our teleconferences or, you know, or listening to one of our activations, on tape, they will spontaneously begin to do mudras. So their body will start to use the energy in a way that it's almost like it is just impulse to do it. And I personally am much better at working that way than to remember the stuff, so to speak.
Oh, yeah, me too. Well, I'm very aware, as we're talking about it, that not everybody knows what mudras are. So would you talk about that a little?
Well, I would describe it, probably the easiest way to understand it would be like watching Qigong or Tai Chi, and the way that a person would be moving their hands and their feet to direct energy in some form, and whether it be inward or outward or quickly or bringing energy up to through their body or down or whatever. There's many different ways that you can be using the energy of your body to either build energy, to extend energy, to accelerate energy, to focus energy on a part of your body that needs help. And so that's what, and you could even say karate or martial arts are kind of forms of mudra, but Tai Chi and Qigong are the more slow, deliberate uses of the energies. So that's, that's kind of what I look like, but Kuan Yin is using accelerated creative force, and so oftentimes my hands are moving very, very quickly. They're almost like pumping or pushing or doing like loops, and energy is moving outward in a much more accelerated way. So actually, I channeled at a Qigong conference a couple of months ago, and I had never really been around that arena, and there were Qigong masters from around the world there, and that's when I actually got to understand more of what was coming through me.
Ah.
But again, what I was doing was like a much faster version, because Kuan Yin is trying to ground great amounts of energy into this planet right now and into the people that we are connecting with in our channelings. And so she moves the energy very, very quickly. And it also is, you know, Kuan Yin is, there's images of the 10,000 armed Kuan Yin. And quite honestly, the way she works through me is a kind of a, I would guess that could be an interpretation, you know, when there is a picture of many, many arms of Kuan Yin, could be an interpretation of my arms moving as quickly as they do. So it's like I have these many hands because they move so fast. It's a really quite amazing to actually to watch. And consider, and here's something too, to we just posted our first YouTube.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
And it's on my website, on the KuanYinCenter.org website, and you can see Kuan Yin using mudras.
I'm going to do that right away.
There we go.
Spell Kuan Yin for people.
QuanYinCenter.org. That's the KuanYinCenter.org. And we just posted an 18-minute video on our website. You can also get it in YouTube or Google videos, but you can also see it on our website.
That's so great.
I'm so excited. We've been wanting to put an activation like that out for some time.
And did you receive the CD we were sending you?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, good, because you have absolute permission to use that any way you want. And there are some very fine, wonderful activations on the other shows that you have done here with Kuan Yin. And I have wanted to listen to them again. And they're of invaluable assistance to people both individually and to the planet, and especially to people who are here to birth in the new golden age. So I just want to really, really thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for making yourself available this way, Laura.
Well, and the same to you, Iris. And I'm always very honored and grateful to be with you on your show, because I feel such a kinship in the way we work, and we both seem to have a total belief in that what we focus on is what we create in this world, you and I both seem to really believe that we can create absolutely anything. And even in the times that look the most tumultuous, we are capable of using all of this creational energy and focusing it deliberately on what we do want and having that occur. And so I honor that in you, and I am grateful to play with you in that arena.
Mm-hmm. Likewise, my darling. Well, I'm ready for Kuan Yin. Are you?
Okay, sure. All right. Let's get Kuan Yin some room. All right, so it's going to take me a minute or so to go into trance, and I will be handing my body over to Kuan Yin. She will be taking it over fully, and the rest of this conversation will be with her. Thank you.
Thank you.
And if we do an ignition, I actually don't know what Kuan Yin is planning here, but if we do, the best way to receive these energies is to sit up very straight in your chair and make your spine as erect as possible. Have some water on hand. It helps the ignition a lot if you are drinking water. And think about connecting yourself to the planet, because when you ground, more energy is available to come through you than ever, especially at this time in history. So we will be talking with y'all later. Have fun. All right, then. Yes, indeed, my dear one. How are we all doing today?
We're doing good.
And what is going on in your world that you want to talk about right now, my dear?
What is going on in my world that I want to talk about? Well, I don't know whether to talk about it or not. I feel to move to Mount Shasta, which is a wonderful spiritual vortex, and I have felt sort of stuck about selling my house, and my husband, God bless him, passed on last year, and I'm missing him a lot. And I think I felt a little stuck because I felt like he was such a treasure that I was frightened a lot that I would lose him. And I feel that I failed because I did have that fear, and so I did lose him.
And what do you think ought to happen now, my dear one? What ought to happen in this accelerated creative force energy that is moving in your reality right now?
I should just be able to completely forgive myself and let that go, and I feel like letting the house go is letting go this incredible beauty that we created together, and I really need to. I need to now. And to just move into, I want to be able to give all that I've been given back as a gift to all life. I don't want to regret the way I've done it. I did my very, very best.
And what does it take for you to understand that you are creating excitement in every possibility that is occurring in this reality right now? That it is all right to create whatever is exciting to you at this point in time. And that an experience of accelerating creation into this reality is more powerful than anything that could possibly go wrong at this time or go into a disruptive state. We have such empowerment occurring in our bodies right here, right now, my dear. We have such power opening up into all beings at this time that we are capable of creating whatever it is we are wanting to receive right now. So your body being concerned about this situation is something that occurs in a lot of people right now. A lot of beings wondering what to do with all of this financial experience that is opening up around them in such a, shall we say, tumultuousness. But we have this option, dear. This option right here, right now, that says I can create anything I want in whatever experiences I wanted to give to myself. I am experiencing excitement in this moment in time, and I allow myself to create whatever it is that is necessary for me to experience excitement in all moments in time. And I give that to myself now. I do not worry about the difficulties in this reality. I decide it is time to create what is necessary for all beings to experience enlightened consciousness right here, right now. And I don't need to worry about a thing in that kind of experience. I do not have to worry about what to do with this power. I do not have to worry about what to do with my heart. I do not need to think about what to do with my home. I can say I am going to create whatever I want here. And it is going to grow in all situations in my life. And it will experience itself in all connections in my life. And this level of consciousness is moving swiftly into this reality. It is moving into each and every person at this time. It is magnifying experiences of creation in each and every experience that is going on here. Therefore, my dear one, with each and every experience that is opening in this energy, there are new possibilities that are emerging in this reality. New thoughts that are possible to create for oneself. New thoughts that can give this energy out to others. And new ways of being that are accelerating all experiences in connection right now. I am aware that you are in some difficulty with your decisions at this point in time. And I want to say, my dear one, we're all wondering what to do with all of this power right now. We're all wondering what to do with information that is overwhelming us about the difficulties in this reality. We're all wondering how to handle our finances in the experiences that are going on in our global structures of finance and economics right now. But I want to say, dear one, no one needs to be in difficulty in this time. No one needs to have difficulty in their hearts. No one needs that kind of experience in this reality. It is an important experience to ground accelerated creative force in your body. You can do so by just deciding to allow it to occur right here, right now. Your body will open up this new energy, and it will give itself out into this reality. And your level of consciousness will accelerate. And your body will give this new energy out to many beings at one time. And what occurs in this connection is that each and every heart will open in this power. And there will be new thoughts that ground into this reality. New openings that will happen between individuals in this world. And their lives will ground this new power together. And that is what occurred for us, my dear one. When we opened our hearts together on election night in this country, when each and every heart in this reality began to understand it was all right to create what we wanted once more. It was all right to give ourselves what was important at this time. It was all right to have that much energy in our bodies that we could ignite in connection in a planetary fashion. So levels of consciousness were ignited in that time that allowed all beings to experience this enlightenment together. And that, my dear one, is what we are working from now in this reality. Each person is in enlightenment in some form in their bodies. Each one knows excitement is important in their lives. Each one knows important experiences are opening up for all of us right now. So let us choose options that allow us to understand our excitement once more. Let us each have a time in our lives when we notice the difference between what was occurring at the time we were wondering how to give energy to this planet, and the time now when we are already in this energetic connection, when we see ourselves enlightened together, my dear one, we see that there are much easier ways to create what we want for ourselves. There are easier things going on now that were not possible before our election ignition connection that occurred. enlightenment occurred in this reality, en masse, magnified millions of times by the experience of grounding these excitement energies together. We noticeably shifted our reality. No one needs a disruption. No one needs dissolution of their connections in this reality. No one needs to have disturbances going on in their lives. Because we are feeling this energy together, we understand there are new possibilities that are emerging and new support systems that are grounding into this reality. And if a person wants to enjoy their bodies here, a new level of consciousness can move into this reality and support them in a manner that allows these new possibilities to emerge. So if I were in a situation as you are in, my dear, I would sit in my house. I would magnify this power. I would say, I want to give this energy out to all beings. And I would say, I am giving it out now. And I would let myself have whatever it is I wanted in this connection. So you are magnifying excitement in this moment in time, yes, dear one?
Yes.
You are feeling more powerful in these thoughts, yes?
Yes.
In thinking you are capable of creating what you do want?
Yes, and let me just say a couple things about this, is that a lot of people are not experiencing these changes as excitement. They're experiencing a lot of fear and feeling that their money was their security.
Yes, indeed.
And for me, when I am looking at this, I see that all the structures need to change. All the financial structures need to change. And so this is something that needs to happen. And you are saying no one needs to feel disrupted. Nobody needs to feel...
It is not necessary to be in such a state, dear. It is all right to experience support at this time in a manner that is not necessarily, shall we say, outside support, because inner support is igniting whatever is necessary for each individual in this reality. If we are in our connections with our hearts and our bodies and ourselves in our creation energies, we can experience whatever is exciting to us right now. We can create whatever is important by igniting inside of us the possibilities that we are wanting to experience. So let us say you have a house that is in a foreclosure or something like that, and we are not speaking deliberately to you, dear. We are speaking in general because many are experiencing this possibility right now.
Yes.
Let us say in a foreclosure situation, one has bought into the idea that there is something out there that is giving them the money that they need for their house. Do you understand?
Yes.
There is someone out there that is paying them the money that they pay for their mortgage and all of that. But something else is actually going on inside of that person that is manufacturing this experience to begin with. That person thought it was all right to create in that manner. That person thought it was a way of creating that was understood in this reality. Now, if we take away this idea that only our financial structures are created, shall we say, only connected if we have some sort of giving out and taking back and giving out and taking back and all of that. What if we said to ourselves, I am giving energy to this reality by being here. I am supporting this reality by sharing my excitement. I am living in consciousness. And it is necessary for me to be enlightening to this reality. And therefore, I am experiencing enlightenment in my body to allow others to understand this experience. And therefore, I am capable of creating whatever I want in that enlightenment. I'm a being who understands enlightenment, who understands it is possible to create whatever I want in this reality. And therefore, this enlightenment is opening up the experience of enlightened financial connections for my body. And this means, my dear ones, that we are allowing ourselves to receive information, experience, enlightenment, support, financial remuneration in every experience in our lives without having to do something for it specifically. This means, dear one, we are not in the system of financial remuneration that has been occurring in this reality. We're not playing out this, I am giving you something, you give me something back game. We are saying, I create enlightenment here. And I am an enlightened being. I give myself what I need right here, right now. I do not have to think about it. I do not have to worry about it. I do not have to make something come to me because I gave something else out. I am able to activate this energy inside of myself that allows these new support systems to manufacture into this reality at this time. These new ways of structuring our reality are grown inside of ourselves. It is not something we make out there. It is something we give inside of ourselves, to ourselves, to create what is important in this reality at this time. So if I tell myself I can give myself whatever I want right now, I have supported enlightenment in this reality. I have supported each being having that much power. I have given it to myself here by supporting this experience in excitement that I want to create for myself. I say to myself, I want to create whatever is exciting for my body at this time. And this does not mean I tell my family and friends to stop working in their jobs, because their hearts are understanding a financial structure that is bound to, shall we say, forget itself in this kind of energy. We are needing to let ourselves have new possibilities within our experience to allow these energies of commerce and finance to come to new enlightened status. So in order for this to shift outwardly, we need to understand inwardly, we enlighten this reality. We enlighten these new structures of finance by giving into our hearts what is most important to ourselves right now. We do not have to tell people to stop working. We give ourselves this experience, enlightening our meaningfulness, shall we say, in this reality. And I will suggest to you that you can sit and talk about this for a long time, but it is going to work when you sit inside in your heart and say, I give myself this experience now. I let myself have enlightened financial structures now. I do not worry about situations. I let myself have what I want now. And that's moving too soon, yes?
Yeah. Well,
is this something you can understand, my
friend? Yes, I understand perfectly. And I'm writing this down. And it's something I feel like I've struggled with in several embodiments, is that I've always felt like I had more than most people. And I've felt like unless I could help them step easily into that themselves, that I should give mine back. Like I had too much, and there's been some shame about that, about having too much. And now I'm going from one really, really, really magnificent, fabulous, beautiful house that has been described as a purple palace, and going to another one in Mount Shasta, and I felt that it was wrong for me, and you know, and I think this is a core thing that a lot of people have struggled with is that I know in my heart that as I am uplifted and choose limitlessness, that I help everyone else do that. And yet I've experienced a lot of jealousy and envy from people, and it's very frightening to me.
If frightening means that people are thinking they ought to have what you want, yes, then let us find another option for that understanding, all right?
Yes, that's what I'm asking for here.
Yeah, let us find a way to frame that situation, so to speak, that allows you to think that perhaps it is an understanding of their power that is necessary in that case, you see?
Yes.
They can see that you are a powerful lady and you are creating what you want for yourself.
Yes.
Let them understand that it is all right for them to create it for themselves, too. And we will have less envy in this world, yes? Less people wanting to take what we have from us or thinking that they ought to have what we have, but not giving it to themselves in that moment in time. Let them see how powerful that they are in this time frame. The energies are accelerating magnificently here, dear. Each person is magnificently accelerating in this power at this time, magnificently enlightening each other, opening new support structures to all beings that have been occurring in many levels of consciousness in this reality. And there are likes of this going on in all experiences in this reality. And it is going to continue to accelerate. We have ignited en masse, my dear. We ignited en masse in this reality. No one was left out of that ignition. We have become indeed a unified field of accelerated creative force connection in enlightenment. Without that, we were individuals walking around trying to figure out what to do with each other. Now we are working together.
Oh, that's so exciting.
We enlightened each other, my dear. We were able to ignite enlightenment in this reality without a thought, without disruption, without hesitation, without trauma. We all ignited together. We have continued this process since November 4, with each individual in this reality important in this experience. And there are things that are going on, yes, indeed, that are not as exciting as we would like right now. But let us understand, dear one, we are giving that to ourselves to remember our powers right now. To remember it is important to create another option for ourselves. To say, I think this ought to be in the past. I want new possibilities now. And that means no one has to take this information and be difficult with it today. No one needs to say, I want to have something that someone else has. They can say, I am going to give myself what I want now. And that means they do not have to worry about this energy and this reality. They do not have to think that it is a difficult time. They do not have to worry that something difficult is about to occur. It is an important experience to experience this connection that is happening in this reality. It is an important experience to have this much power in your body and to want to share it with others. It does not mean you have to tell someone what to do with their lives. It means you say, I give this information to all beings to allow them to understand what is possible right now. And that is what you are doing in your optimism, in your hope, in your wonder, in your palaces, my dear. You allow others to find that understanding for themselves. Each person is capable of all of this, my dear. You are important to give that information out. And you have been doing it for some time, and so you are quite good at it, my dear.
Thank you.
So if you think you ought to be worried about it, I would suggest another option is available, yes?
Yes.
Well, you tell all of them that they can create what you have. If they want it, they can create whatever they want. It's like telling someone to enjoy their body, yes? Celebrate this experience of mass enlightenment at Ryan. Do not worry about things. Take the time to figure out what you do want right now. And allow that to manifest magnificently with all of this power that we are sharing at this time. Allow it to be simple. Allow there to be nothing that stops you from creating what you want. Allow there to be support in every situation in your life. Allow that all, my dear friends. Do not worry. It is not going to make anything better. It does not give any experience to this reality that is exciting for us to worry about what is going on. We understand here in my reality that no one is doing anything that is difficult if they decide to enjoy their bodies. We do not have to take out the disruptive energies from this reality, my dear ones. We do not have to figure out what to do with all of these things that have been, shall we say, difficult or disruptive. We can instantly decide to create a new possibility for ourselves in this moment in time. And take this moment to do so. Take this moment in time to say, I give myself enlightenment.
I give myself enlightenment.
I give it to all beings.
I give it to all beings.
I celebrate this body.
I celebrate this body.
I enjoy my body immensely.
I enjoy my body immensely.
I enlighten my financial experience.
I enlighten my financial experience.
And I give all beings this possibility also.
And I give all beings this possibility also.
And let yourself feel that for a moment. Let your heart understand this power, my dear. Let it move right down through your spine, right into this planetary being. Let your heart open this energy for all beings. See what happens to your body when you are grounding that kind of an experience.
It sort of feels like being shot full of champagne bubbles.
You are a bubble yourself, my dear. A bubble of excitement, information, experience of creation, and all of that. Thank you for this bubbliness that you experience and that you are. But it gives many people the information that is necessary right now. To see we are not needing this difficulty. We have created it in our fear. So let us jump right out of that experience. Let us jump into new possibilities here and say, I want ignition in my body.
I want ignition in my body.
I want ignition in this reality.
I want ignition in this reality.
And I give it to myself in all ways.
And I give it to myself in all ways.
All structures of consciousness ignited now.
All structures of consciousness ignited now.
All structures of experience ignited now.
All structures of experience ignited now.
All new possibilities enlightening at this time.
All new possibilities enlightening at this time.
I let myself have whatever I want.
I let myself have whatever I want.
And say to yourself, I don't need this trauma any longer.
I don't need trauma any longer.
I don't need difficulty in my life.
I don't need difficulty in my life.
I let myself have whatever is exciting to me.
I let myself have whatever is exciting to me.
It will grow the new energies in magnified form.
It will
let all beings to carry this power.
Say it again.
It will grow this energy in magnified form.
it will grow this energy in magnified form.
And allow all beings to carry this power.
And allow all beings to carry this power.
You are formations of consciousness, each one of you. You are a formation of the energy that you decide to carry. You created this experience. It is your choice what you create now. Let there be no difficulties here, my dear ones. Let this information disseminate in all experiences. Let your hearts be full in this love. And let there be nothing difficult in your lives. For it is much easier to enjoy this reality if you are sorting out what is fun for you to do than to be thinking about the disruptions that are possible if we do not create what we are excited about. Let this new accelerated creative force manufacture enlightenment in all beings here. And that is what is going on right now.
How do you think people are experiencing this that maybe don't realize consciously what is going on?
They're horrified at times, yes?
Even I'm horrified at times.
Yes, yes. We have a horrification going on if we are afraid of what is happening. Because we are afraid, we create what we are afraid of. You understand that, yes?
Yes.
You understand we are afraid of what is going on. If we think it is going to fall apart at the seams, if we need a lot of things to fall apart before we can create new possibilities and all of that. So what if, my dear, we decided it was going to be a lot of fun to create these new possibilities? What if we thought it was going to be enlightening to have this much energy grounding through our bodies? What if we decided each and every individual in this reality can have all that is necessary for themselves without having to do this big switch over that we think we have to do, yes? What if it all came inside of ourselves and there was nothing to worry about? What if we had everything we wanted right here in this moment inside of ourselves and allowed that to manifest?
And everyone knew that.
And everyone was aware of that. Let us allow that to be the case here, all right?
Well, that is the thing that all of us have worked for eons.
Indeed, we all have been working together. A lot of the people in this reality have come here to experience this time.
Yes.
This moment in time when all beings have become enlightened together. That is why we are here. To see what occurs in mass enlightened status in a reality. To see what occurs when beings understand the experience of creation en masse. To see what is possible in that kind of experience. And so if you are still thinking we have to fall apart at the seams before we can have it all, then let them find another option for themselves too. Because we cannot give this reality everything we want if there are people who feel like they need to fall apart first. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, that's sort of been a real deep thing in the group consciousness, like that there had to be a healing crisis or things. Obama said it yesterday, things will get better before things will get worse before they get better. I don't agree to that. I don't want things to get worse.
And what do you think ought to happen, my dear?
I think that two things. We need to create jobs that help everyone. In other words, we need to create jobs that clean up the environment. We need to create jobs that help uplift everyone, and we need to make space for everyone to serve in the way that gives them the most joy.
And what does it look like to tell this reality? It is time for that to occur.
It is time for that to occur, and it doesn't have to get worse.
Thank you, my dear.
To get better.
It needs to be exciting at this time. And it is opening up in excitement. While we are speaking these words, we are enlightening this reality. It is how it is done. Your level of consciousness is accelerated into all beings in this connection that is occurring now. So you sitting here and talking to me about what you want to have happen is most important right now. Most important for this reality.
Well,
sorting out ideas of what ought to occur is what is necessary right here, right now.
Well, I also think it's very necessary for all of us to work together and help each other.
Yes, indeed. We are all connected here.
Yes.
It is an enlightened connection at this time, dear. An enlightened connection. We understand this experience of grounding accelerated creative force energies into this reality in connection with each other. We have experienced it together in this reality. And now we are in need of understanding how to work within those structures of connection. So you living in this experience of giving energy out to others and energy coming back to you and letting people understand what is going on in this reality is something that is connecting all beings in some form. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we enlighten each other by saying, I want to give this to this reality. And that energy manufactures itself in that thought and grounds through your body and extends into this reality in some form, whether or not it is consciously accelerated in another, is not necessary to understand or to not understand. But if a person sees that there is new energy for them to work with, at times they are feeling, shall we say, excited about something that they were not excited about before. They feel new energies impulse through their bodies. They see new things happening around them. They open up to new possibilities. So let us see in ourselves right here, that there are many beings opening up to this understanding together, opening up to giving this energy out to all beings at one time, opening up to supporting each other in accelerated creative force in enlightenment. Let us all feel that empowerment together. Let us let all beings experience this enlightenment together. And let us support each other in enlightenment. See what occurs in that kind of a mind frame. See what occurs in this reality. See what we can give to each other in enlightened connection.
I'd like people to be freed from all the record keeping and proving and all the mindless stuff that goes on around income tax. I'd like that there was a certain large tax on everything that everyone bought, and nobody, and people that were shopping paid the taxes, people that weren't shopping didn't pay any taxes, and nobody ever had to keep a record of anything, and that all the people that are in the IRS and structures like that get green jobs now that really support and uplift and release creativity. I think it's just so important to release creativity in new solutions that are light and easy and I don't know, diaphanous and float in the breeze and are just so creative. Like, I think that we should only give money to the big auto corporations if they're making green cars. I don't think we should pay them for making the kind of cars they've been making.
And what do you think ought to happen if we say to this reality, I want enlightenment in all things?
I want enlightenment in all things. I think that or something better would happen in both those cases.
Yes, our wanting to enlighten this reality has grounded enormous amounts of energy here. And the support systems are opening up for that. Do you understand?
Yes, I feel like the things I'm saying are issuing from the hearts of everyone. Everyone's wanting something more simple and childlike and joyous.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
And that which really uplifts each other on this planet. I think that everyone is just calling for that in their deepest being.
And what does it mean to say, I will give all beings this enlightenment?
What does it mean?
Yes.
I feel like there's a right answer to that. I don't know what it is.
It means you are giving it out, my dear. It means you are giving it out. It means you are giving it out. And that is what it means. But it is not a right or wrong answer. It is just an inquiry into yourself. See what to do with this power. And it lets you understand that you are creating enlightenment here.
Well, you know what else it means is I am willing to accept responsibility for creating policy. You know, I am willing to say what I want to the government and have it happen.
What does it mean to tell the government how you would like things to be?
What does it mean?
Yes. It means you would take the time to write a letter or what?
Write a letter, call, speak up. Or, you know, I wrote some things to Obama's angel that he's already done. I didn't even talk to him outwardly. I mean, I wrote an email to his new website, but I just said, I want a Department of Green, and I want it run by Al Gore and Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was the only president who ever went out with a surplus budget. The country didn't owe anything. And so I'm asking for green jobs and that which sweeps this country and the world into prosperity and financial freedom. And I believe those things that I've asked for are happening.
Indeed, my dear, and we are incorporating each and every experience into this connection that is occurring in this reality so that all of us can create this in an exciting experience together. So you having this information means you are grounding it through to all beings. Your feelings about this are very important. Your thoughts are very important. What you choose to create is very important as we're all connected here, you see.
Yes.
So your life is very important here. In each person, this is occurring right now. That we are giving information to each other, letting each other understand the possibilities that are available. So let us all remember our powers here. Let us all support what it is we want to create here. And stop talking about all the things that are falling apart. Let us join forces and accelerated creative force together. Let us have that ignition together. And see what happens when we decide to enjoy our bodies in enlightened connection.
Thank you so much, Kuan Yin. I feel we have to go. And I want you to tell people how they can reach you again, and I want to do this again soon.
We're going to have to talk a lot about this for the next few months because a lot of people think that they need to find disruptive circumstances in their lives.
Yes.
So let us choose a new time almost immediately so we can continue our conversations this way, my dear.
Okay, all right, darling. Very, very soon.
All right,
thank you for being
here. Yes, what is it, dear?
Thank you for being here. Thank you for, thank you all the people listening. And we will talk soon. And until then,
happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep shining until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again. I love you. And this is my wish for you, that all your dreams come true and are 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. Aw, men, aw, women, aw, children, and yee-haw!